You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey for the last time. How are you, lads?
I was feeling okay today, but obviously the emotions are starting to roll in now. It's pretty tough. You know, lucky we're not on for 2 hours, so probably only do one.
Yeah. Bittersweet. Looking back on what we've had, but also looking forward to what's to come.
There's one more song theme too. Is everyone excited about that?
And on this day is pretty impressive to do too today.
We might have time to squeeze it in this week. We'll see how we go.
Well, they'll certainly put it on this day in 20 years' time, the day that Midweek Malarkey hung up the boots.
It's already in the book.
Yeah. Or would you say hung up the mic?
the phones, the headphones.
Yep.
And it's a wonder why we're finishing.
Yeah.
With content like this.
No, I hung up the vocal cords, you know. We've now become mutes as of 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, no.
Never to be heard again.
So no different than a normal Saturday night for Bill. Very good. A mute, get it? No. Anyway, don't worry about it. Song theme, definitely try guess. We want some social media interaction because, you know, it really goes off week in, week out on the show. So we really want an up.
Do we have any prizes up for grabs around
this
week?
We do.
Yep.
We still owe a packet of light and tangy chips. Was that ever given out, that light and tangy chips?
He reminds me a couple of times a week.
I'll have to deliver that.
He said, "Geez, I'm looking forward to those light and tangy chips."
This is actually why
he would be tuned in tonight, listening and waiting for that. So you really, and you know where he lives. So
it is awkward a bit actually, because that you bring that up as, because that's actually the reason we're finishing. I tried to hit up the station for that budget for the light and tangy chips. Wasn't in the budget, so we had to move on.
Oh well.
In all seriousness, we will offer a prize. Whoever can guess the song theme, we'll offer. We'll go as far as a packet of chips of your choice, actually. Not even light and tangy this week, so.
Of your choice. You sure you want to do that, mate?
Yeah.
What if someone wants grain waves? They're like $5 a packet.
Yeah, well, that'll really.
That'll send you broke.
Yep, could do. So I guess the song theme it is on. Song one there was Candle in the Wind by Elton John. Moving on. Bit of a cricket update. We do start on that every week. I think it'd be remiss of us not to do it again. Start with Wilbur Burke, 17 runs. Is that correct? Not out? Ready?
I think it was 18.
Sorry.
And the biggest six I've ever hit.
Six and only?
Yeah.
were you playing on a primary school of some sort? Or
I was batting 10.
What ground were you playing on to hit the six? Oh, so that's it. Okay.
Fair hit. Almost hit the club room.
Fair hit for a maximum.
Nah, didn't hit the club room, but like it would have been like 5 metres away from the club room.
If any Maroopna cricketers happen to be listening, please get on the Midweek Malarkey page and verify if said six was quite large or not. As you grin in there.
Oh, no, I'm just, nothing.
Just chuckling
just
away.
Just chuckling away at myself.
But the main thing was we got the win, which was good.
That's good, mate.
Yeah. We're
undefeated in C grade as well, or you've lost one Maroopna? I've lost track of that.
We'll take that on notice. We'll check that. But
surely there couldn't be two undefeated teams in C grade.
Oh, surely not. we haven't played you yet.
No, that's why I was thinking.
That's why he's. Oh, so that's why he's haven't lost yet.
he's got you there.
And we don't think we'd be able to get the makeup game out of you guys on a Sunday either. So
no, well, that's pushing it.
No, we do our best work on a Saturday.
Yeah, we do.
You certainly wouldn't do your best on a Sunday.
Nope.
You would have done pretty well this Sunday, I reckon, Bill.
Yep. Would have been seeing them like beach balls. All 10 of them.
Yeah. Bill, two catches. How's keeping going?
It's actually been getting a bit better than what it had been. As I haven't had a drop catch for a while, which has been nice.
Your hands look like they're still red.
They are. Like, I'm not sure if it's from the cricket ball or my keyboard at work. I'm still trying to work out what it is, but I'm thinking maybe the cricket ball.
Perhaps.
Yeah, there's it was not nice ground out there at the showgrounds, Newark showgrounds. We had another win. So
it was actually perfect ground, but wouldn't have minded a bit of shade cover.
Mm. It's a bit difficult on their second oval there. Why weren't we on the first oval?
Yeah, you'd usually think they'd put the best game on the main oval, but not to be.
The feature team.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit disappointing. But
even put their B grade on early so they could be like their curtain raiser for us.
Yeah, exactly right.
Very good, very good. We'll quickly have a look at the A grade, depending on what division you prefer to watch, is what you define as A grade. But finals really is getting quite tight. Ngambi got over Numurkah on the weekend pretty comfortably, actually. 3 for 117. Yeah, Numurkah all out for 116. Moves Numurkah out of the six, to seventh on 41 points. Ngambi into 46 points. So looking pretty good. They're the only teams that can make it. Anyone, if you're not in the top seven, you're done. So Katandra, Old Students, Uroa, Tat, Kara, Shep United,
better
done.
Next year.
Yep, come back next year.
Actually, no.
Hit the training track now, I'd go as far as saying.
Just hit the track.
Yeah, hit the track. Yeah, come back better. Central Park and Wai Ai still on top there. Probably Embret.
Mitch Brett, captain at Northerners.
So Joel's been making the runs though, but more runs. But anyway, Mitch made 58, not out too. So that's probably the performance of the week. Oh, A Squires for Euroa, 89. Not sure. Anyway, well done. Side bottom for Euroa, for Northerners, 2 for 23. No other notable performances.
Got the Lightfoot coming up pretty soon. Who any thoughts?
What's the Lightfoot?
Like the best and fairest.
Ah.
I reckon one of our listeners.
Our man,
I think. Can we get his stats up quickly?
Yeah, he slowed down a bit.
I just want to have just a quick look at him.
Where's he on? Who's he vote for again?
Kai Abram.
Kai Abram. Yep. I'll just get that up. He's not as easy to find. Oh no, 26 on the weekend. That's, I guess that's okay. Batting at 4, 26 off 30 pills on the weekend. They might lock us out of the stats. I'll try.
Yeah, they take it away.
Oh no, I've got him. Got him here. So. Last 4 weeks, 59, 43, 28, 26. Does that get your votes? You know, it's sort of a bit tougher. Before that, 16 and 6. He started the season 89, 73, 46, 75.
Well, lucky the award goes for the whole season's performance, not the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, well, I'm just just saying he might not. Does he? And he hasn't. 6 wickets, I guess. He had a bit of a bowl early on the year, not bowling now.
I think you really need to sort of do both.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think, well, like...
I'm writing him off.
It's usually an all-rounders award, so someone like Jed Wright from Katandra usually always makes a few runs and gets some wickets, so I think he'd be putting his hand up.
I think Breno Scott's had a reasonable year.
Yeah, I've seen he made 100 a couple of weeks ago. He's another one who bats and bowls. So.
And even Riley Lau from Central Park, he's made some consistent runs but then popped up with a couple of wickets every now and again.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, it should be interesting to see who takes that out.
Yeah, I was just trying to get some of these other stats up, but not looking likely.
You haven't done your research, mate.
Right, 48 off 25 on the weekend. Not too bad.
Juicy.
For Maroopna.
I remember one of your other mates scored quite a few off, not many.
I did see that, and we won't be mentioning names.
Nope.
Yeah, so Jed Wright, yeah, not many runs for the year, really, batting low, but yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Maybe
it was a bit slow. It was the last 13 one, wickets. We're going to make most of this.
Oh, yeah, I'm just padding to the ad break.
You're fluffing a lot.
I forgot
we've got so much to talk about. We've got favourite memories, we've got favourite...
I forgot we're on air. I was actually just looking at the stats. I was quite interested.
I was like, look at this in your own time.
Yeah, okay. No, righto.
Sorry to put the curry on, but...
Sorry, mate.
We're going out with a bang.
Don't be...
Righto, we do have a lot coming up, so...
Sorry to the listeners.
Yeah, sorry, listeners. We're coming up. We song theme continued. We'll cover off on some highlights. We might do a prediction or two since we will be away.
AFL.
If we want to predict the premiers. Yep.
And NRL.
And maybe NBA. maybe.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
and then maybe if we have time for some on this day, we'll see.
We will.
But coming up now, we've got NSYNC with Bye Bye Bye.
Across our area, it's not uncommon for slow-moving, large, oversized farm machinery to be on the roads. Farmers may be moving their equipment from one paddock to another, or heavy vehicles may be transporting large machinery around the region. Please be patient when passing these vehicles. Slow down and move to the left of the road to allow them to pass you safely. If you need to overtake, be patient. Wait until you have a good, clear view of the road ahead, and when it's safe, proceed with caution. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
We all want to shop local, but it can be hard to find a good local trades business that really cares enough to solve your problems fast and with a smile. Jason's TV offer in-home service and can help you with all TV-related problems from reception issues to needing a new TV. Jason's Pest Control will have your home pest-free in no time. Look past the national franchises as the local guys are looking forward to your call. Jason's TV 0403 688 666 or Jason's Pest Control 1800 599 699.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
This is John Painter.
And Trevor Franklin.
From Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end and brake repairs,
and a full range of Exide batteries,
there's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952,
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. If you're just joining us, it's the last show. So, but we have a full house. Everyone's in. Might not be the last show for forever, ever. You never know. Yeah. We could return.
Could reincarnate.
Could reincarnate. Song theme is here for the last show. We've had Candle in the Wind by Elton John and then Bye 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 by NSYNC. So, if you want
not my favourite, but
your choice for a packet of chips, get on Midweek Malarkey Facebook.
I've just
page.
Had a bit of feedback from the show that they're likening our farewell to like when Gary Ablett left Geelong for Gold Coast, and I think when we do come back to the show, it'll be like when Geelong celebrated because they never thought he was coming back. So that's just what I've heard on. That's just what I've been heard.
Just
been
on the getting through. Yep. Just allegedly.
What what chips have we got up for grabs tonight?
No, it's
of choice.
Yeah, I knew you weren't listening before.
Sorry,
I saw you drift. You're on your phone.
Up some stats of cricket and that.
Yeah, you drifted before.
What if someone chimes in?
I actually said it on air.
What if someone chimes in with hot chips?
Yeah, that's true.
Did say packet of chips.
What about a packet of casino chips?
Oh, gee. Oh,
imagine if they've really opened it up there.
No.
Packet of casino chips from Star.
We don't want 1FM going like. Us going out with a lawsuit.
Maybe
so.
Maybe they could meet us at our farewell dinner tonight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you want to get to anyone, farewell dinner, it's at the One New Pub.
Any local listeners, take it offline, give us a message, come to the breakup.
Yep.
You're welcome to come to the breakup.
Yeah, we
might share you a pot of lemonade.
Put it in on our Facebook page because we want to be able to book. We can't just swam in there with all the thousands of listeners. So please, reserve. That'd be great. Thank you. We're going to go through, because this is the finale, an idea. I think it was Bill as one of the two. Great minds that come with content, Wilbur. Best and worst season finales that you've ever encountered, I guess. Can be TV shows or can be one that springs to mind. I'll start, is the final year of Brisbane's era, three premierships in a row, 2003, 2004, stinker. That's the worst finale I've seen of an era in a while. They got really touched up from Port. That's not a jab at you, Wilbur, either. That's just one that comes to mind.
Yeah, I think Tom Brady's last Super Bowl, which wasn't, I guess, highlighted as his final Super Bowl, but I think the way that they sort of glorified it and celebrated that was pretty epic. So that's my best
big finale.
Mm. I don't think finale is a terrible word.
It does relate to a TV show, or it has connotations with that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sopranos was one. Did you guys watch Sopranos?
No, I haven't watched Sopranos.
No?
No.
That's a stinker, apparently, the finale of that. Not many people happy with that.
I'm pretty good at starting TV shows but not finishing, so...
It's a tough commitment.
Yeah.
Especially someone like you who's, you know, just out, you know... You're just running, fitness, social all the time too, so it's hard to
always keep yourself busy with productive things.
Yeah. This isn't a instance, but when in the AFL, in a lot of sport games, when you know you've got a club legend and they give him one finale game, one final game, and they play like absolute rubbish, and you're like, we know why you got dropped halfway through the year, and it's still great for them to get it, but it sort of takes a bit of a. You know, that's what you're going to remember them by, not what they've done probably in their prime.
Yeah, a lot of players go too long, don't they?
I'd rather, if I'd say I was injured and you're not going to come back, like I wouldn't waste a final game.
Yeah, you see it in the UFC all the time as well, like fighters who...
get just beaten to a pulp.
Yeah, and they want that last paycheck and they keep fighting. And.
But the best final was probably Michael Clarke's final over in Sydney against India.
Yeah.
Was that his...
Wasn't his final?
No, but it was the final over of the day, wasn't it?
Okay, yeah,
true.
But that's
I think we're starting to push.
Yeah,
we're going to go on cricket. What about Shane Warne, Justin Langer, and McGrath's last ever Test match?
That was pretty.
Yeah,
I like that.
Winning the Ashes 5-0.
Very impressive. Do we have any TV shows or?
How I Met Your Mother was a stinker of a finish. I reckon.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't mind it. It's always hard to finish something up, you know.
Game of Thrones has copped a fair beating.
I was just about to say Game of Thrones. That sucked as an ending.
I honestly don't think it was that bad. It was just that the rest of the show was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I can't believe how you would, you know, how they could possibly finish just on that and not follow on a little bit longer than that.
No spoilers, please.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Yeah, what is the spoilers rule? How long do you believe, like, Game of Thrones is surely dated?
I think now we've gone past that.
I'm still up to season 5, so how long have I got to go?
Oh. You've got three
you don't
series.
Finish TV shows anyway, don't worry about it, mate.
I just think it's a bit slack, and I will talk about the details of that ending off air. But
okay.
So no spoilers.
Things now on another, I guess, finale related topic. You know, once we're gone, you may want to bring us back. So, what are some things that are finished up that you would like to perhaps bring back? I'll get us started again.
Go on.
Well, not the footy show when it finished, but the footy show when it was good. If that makes sense. Like, when I think it had run its course.
Both NRL and AFL footy shows.
Well, is NRL one finished?
Yeah, it got completely turfed.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Basically got rid of their main. They basically got rid of the equivalent of a Billy Brownless and then put in. Not saying that this was the worst decision, but like they put in Erin Mullen and she just didn't have the audience at all, and like their ratings just dropped off a cliff.
Yeah, okay.
Was that just the footy show or just NRL in general?
I don't care. I don't follow that sport.
I go for the Redcliffe Dolphins.
Yeah. You can be a franchise member if you want, mate.
Yeah, I am. I'm
have like, you got a jersey yet?
It's like those really serious Gold Coast supporters.
Have you got
there.
A jersey yet?
No. They wear red.
Yeah.
Yep. Good guess. I've got another one actually that I want to be.
What was the
back.
Question again, Brett?
Yeah, you're on your phone.
You've waffled on a little bit.
I wish I had. I'm losing their attention in this year. They're really not in it with me this last episode. People on phones. Just
we're getting too emotional. We're just trying to compose ourselves.
I think they're already at the
Mikey Facebook. We've got some.
There's some activity.
Yeah, some activity
for the breakup or for the song theme.
About the breakup.
Oh, gee, I thought the song theme might have got legs.
We should be going to the Falcon, apparently.
What's the Falcon?
I don't know what the Falcon is.
We'll find out.
But you know, there's some nice words.
Oh, well,
it's sad to see the boys go.
Well, that's lovely.
You have to tune into our, you know, after hours podcast.
Oh, actually,
so the theme was things you'd like to bring back.
Yeah, well, it's always, it does come back every now and again, but always the McRib. Like, it's been good.
It's gone straight to food.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Nice.
I'd agree.
Nintendo 64 in production. I'd like that back.
I'd love to bring back the PS2.
Oh,
but it's still so easy. You can still play it.
I'm going to be a PS5.
No, yeah, but they don't release games on the PS2 or the 64 anymore.
Oh, don't they?
No.
Sorry, I'm being productive again.
Oh. he just doesn't get time. No, he's just
such a busy man.
Yeah. But anything else? Any other things you'd like to bring back?
Oh, Dustin Fletcher. He'd be nice to have him back.
Are we going back into people that have passed away that you want to bring back?
No, he's still alive.
I can do that.
Let's not get too emotional.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is really melancholy type show, but I haven't actually thought about that as to who I'd bring back.
Elvis, just bring him back, release another few albums.
Bring back Elvis. Well, if I had the power, like if everyone wanted him back, I'd bring him back, but I'll think about that.
Now, is there any highlights or stories from the show that come to mind, or incidents? The Animal Kingdom incident?
That's probably the low light. Like
that is your low light. Do you have any update? Do you have any update on Animal Kingdom for us, Wilbur?
No, we don't have time.
No,
nothing.
No, my highlight is how we basically hijacked your show.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Because originally it was just you, and then you said, "Yeah, we'll come in for, you know, 1 week. We'll, you know, have you as a guest." And then
we're pushing the buttons by the end of it.
Yeah, you have not pushed one button since you guys have been here.
We've had to press the on-air button.
You can bring us in after this last ad break.
I've never brought us in.
Well, you can do it. you're right, though. It's a good point. I was solo, which is very hard, difficult solo. Brought in Wilbur as a guest. Then it was the Brett and Wilbur. Is it what? I don't know what we called it. But
bantering with Brett
and Wilbur.
And then no, it was just bantering with Brett. And then it was a good couple of months before, I think,
Ernie Stripes. Yep.
Yeah. There was a bantering with Brett and Wilbur.
Bill and Az promised many, many times.
Well,
we got
sick of the begging. by you boys and also one of them to liven up the show a bit. So I thought, that phone called, like, for the 15th time, we thought we better help him out.
And you couldn't get past the front door with all the letters that were coming through the front door.
Pretty much, yeah. Yep. Highlight would have to be probably, you know, carrying the show going on whilst COVID. You know, it was a pretty tough time for a fair few of us. So that was always nice. Something to look forward to on a Wednesday, and especially the 2-hour shows.
The 2-hour, yeah. I did forget this couple.
For the week.
It was, yep.
I forgot the couple 2-hour specials.
Yeah, there's some pretty dark times.
We could talk about a lot, couldn't we?
Yeah, we the specials... got more legs. I feel with four, it's harder in an hour, whereas I did enjoy when, you know, a couple of you were out and it was just I don't want to give Bill too much of a big head, but last week's show was probably our best show.
Yeah, no, I still think three people.
It was just two of us.
Like, three people is the prime.
Yeah.
Last week was pretty good.
Who would you cut in the studio right now if you had to cut someone?
You.
To make it three. Oh, me, right. Okay, who's going to press the buttons?
I can see what you're doing, aren't
you? Yeah.
Push a few buttons and
back in there.
Doesn't seem too hard.
Early, because we obviously won't be on, AFL, do we have a premier? Premier each? Prediction? No, I'm going to pass, actually. I want to hear what you guys say first. Any ideas?
Start with Will.
I know what he's going to say.
I reckon Brisbane.
Yeah.
Look, obviously, I would love for the Bombers to get, but they'll be next year. They'll be next year. This year will be their build year. But I think Port Adelaide.
Yeah, they.
They'll break their like prelim hoodoo and finals hoodoo, and I think they'll finally get over the line.
Pretty inconsistent, aren't they?
They are. But they've been. They would have made the prelim like 5 out of the last 7 years and really don't go on with it, sort of thing. Like, they lost to Richmond a couple of years ago by a couple of points. That was a decent game. But I think, I think they'll go on with it this year.
Very good. As you can't pick your own team either.
Oh.
you were going
to... I was going to say, my heart had said Richmond, but I reckon this year could be Sydney. They got a lot of good young kids and have been playing for probably 3 years now. They will be dangerous, I reckon.
That's a good smoky, I reckon.
Never far away, and I don't know, they improved a fair bit last year.
That's like a finish six.
Oh, she reckon that Logan McDonald will have a fair breakout year too.
Yeah.
He looks pretty good.
I don't know who Logan McDonald is.
He was like the number two draft pick a couple of years ago.
Yeah, right.
Big forward.
Tigers for me, I do think they'll be back. Dimmer will get them right. Good list. They're just good club, good culture at the moment.
Dogs?
Nah. Oh, I think they're
done.
I don't know. They got a bloody good midfield that run both ways, so they do well there. Anyway, stick around with us. We will reveal the song theme after the break. I don't know if no one's got it yet. There's a lot of people looking at phones here in the studio.
The phones are blowing up from, I guess, the...
Our Facebook page is going off.
Oh, right. I'll check it in.
Please don't leave.
Commiserations for
we're going to miss you so much.
I'll check it in the ad break. we'll have the song theme reveal. We might have some on this day. Who knows what we'll have, but stick around. This one coming up right now is Say Something by A Great Big World and Christina Aguilera.
From all here at the Maroopna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game, or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroopna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. Thank you, and see you here at the Maroopna Golf Club.
Station sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
I'm here to talk to you about tractors. And if you're looking for new or used tractor parts, you need to ring Daryl, Bernadette or Shirley for parts about the following: Deutz, Landini, Ferguson, Ford, Sami, Lamborghini or McCormick tractors. They offer the best personalised service. So don't forget, if you need tractor parts, ring the guys at 0358 232257. That's 0358 232257. Aussie Ag Supplies are proud sponsors of 1FM.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
Welcome back to 1FM. You are listening to Midweek Malarkey. Not a bad little song there. We actually had the winner is my mum. So some chips going her way. Loves a folded chip. So, yeah.
A folded chip?
Yeah, like, you know, the folded chip, like, you know, the chips that are all folded up.
Extra crunch.
Yeah, extra crunch. You won't be fed dinner if you don't give mum the folded chips, so. Mm. Or if you get caught eating folded chips.
But if you eat all the folded chips, you probably wouldn't need dinner.
You got to be, yeah, it's true.
That was Will bringing us back in from that. Did he take your opportunity there?
Yeah, he
there,
took me glory there.
I thought I was told to be doing it.
I thought I was just going to bring us in.
There won't be another chance either. Sorry.
Is that it?
Well, this is our last segment.
Come back next week.
This is our last segment.
Welcome back to 1FM. I'm your host, Az, for the night.
All right, now there we go. Let's rate him, Bill.
Yeah. Oh no.
Nah. No, like you guys can fight over it.
What are we doing? I'm not running the show anymore. You guys are hosting our segment.
A bit on this day. Our favourite part of the show. We don't get to do it as much as we'd like to, obviously, with the 1 hour segment, but he's a bit, what's today? 23rd of February today. What do we got? Farlap raced for the first time at Rose Hill in Sydney.
Whoa. Good nag.
1929.
That long ago? Oh, that's, yeah, right, because I think it's school. You learn.
That's great. You weren't at school.
No. You learn about the Great Depression at school.
Yeah.
And Farlap, Bradman, and something else was all around the same time. Well, Bradman was a bit later, was he?
Did everyone lose money on Farlap? That's why the Great Depression.
No, they won money on him.
So that's what got people out.
That's got people out of jail. Yeah. Yep.
Mobile phones went on sale in Australia for the first time in 1987.
Cool.
87.
That's a long.
I definitely didn't have a mobile till.
What was your first phone?
Oh. You weren't born in 87, though.
Nah, wasn't far away. first phone, I think it was the Nokia 3315.
The little
with the snake and the
snake. That was same here.
That would have been my first one.
I got ridiculed at school for it, but
anyway. Unfortunately, I didn't get mine until a bit later on, and I had the LG chocolate slide.
Did any of you have the Motorola Razr?
Yeah.
You had a Razr?
That
was, you must have been pretty cool.
My brother had one of them afterwards, and I was a bit envious. Yeah,
I just like a little standard Nokia, just slide.
Mm.
And last one, Sir Donald Bradman Baggy Green was auctioned in Melbourne for an undisclosed figure, apparently a new record by an anonymous businessman in London.
What do you reckon?
2003. What sort of price range do you reckon?
I reckon someone would have paid $2.5 million for that.
For Bradman's, yeah. Did Warnie sell his as well for charity that time? Do you recall that?
I recall it, but I can't remember the figures.
I wonder if it was.
I don't think it hit a million though.
I think Warnie did because he didn't wear his much.
No.
I think he did sell his.
It's not as iconic, is it?
If he didn't.
Yeah.
He always the broad rim. Floppy.
How much do you reckon Donman
would go. Oh, it'd have to be worth three, wouldn't it? Now, surely.
Yeah, I think around three. Yeah. I reckon.
If someone, if you win the Powerball tomorrow night, you could perhaps cross-fight.
Buy it a couple of times over.
Mm.
Yeah.
Song theme we did cover off on, didn't we?
Yeah, we got the winner there. So.
We had a winner.
Yeah, we had a winner.
So it was just goodbye. So
I'll look after. Look after the money side of things and that.
Yeah, liquidity's tough at the moment. It's cash flow. Well, we've got nothing coming in and we've got two packets of chips going out, so we're in the red.
Automatically. There's nothing coming in.
It's a bit of a struggle. Anything else on this day, Az?
What else have we got here? Oh, there's lots on here. Where do we go? The diesel engine.
Are you yawning, Billy? Are we keeping you yawning?
No, that's not a very good one. Tiger Woods, US golfer, was hospitalised in a serious but stable condition in a single car collision in 2021.
I was going to say, that was done a year ago.
Yep.
He's back on the course too.
Yeah.
He hasn't.
He's playing all right. I think his son's pretty handy
he's with the stick. Red hot. Yep. He'll play some pros.
Did you see the tournament they were playing where it was father and son?
Yeah, he's hitting better shots than dad.
It puts a lot of pressure on the kids, play father and son, don't you reckon?
But then you got Big John Daly the second coming out and just smoking it bigger than his old man.
Really?
He's pretty damn good too. What do you think of Super Bowl? Oh, you got some more, do you?
Just one more.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a little bit of a quiz here.
Oh.
Longest time to hold one's breath was achieved by Tom Sitas in Germany. In 2008, in a swimming pool, we'll go around the room. How long?
7.5 minutes.
5 minutes 17.
Holding breath underwater. 25 minutes at least.
What?
16 minutes and 13 seconds. It's a long time.
He's a fish.
Oh, here we go. Just this coming in on the text line. Yeah, we do have a text line. all this time. The bank I work for, apparently, which the Yellow Bank, bought Warnie's hat for 1.1 mil.
Ooh.
There you go. So it was Warnie's. Not Bradman's, though. No info on Bradman's.
No, undisclosed.
I was listening.
That's what undisclosed means.
Super Bowl, you mentioned.
Yeah, Super Bowl. What do we think? There was, I guess that was a pretty, interesting.
Didn't we cover this off last week, Brett?
I can't remember. Yeah, true.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have been here. I think we just said moving on.
Yeah. No, I just had to say I was a bit flat for the Bengals. I would have liked to see them get there first, but Rams were the better team.
What about the entertainment, though, more importantly?
How epic was that?
Who's who of West Coast hip-hop, I guess?
Out of all that, all those performances, who was the best?
Who is your favourite or who's the best performance on the day?
Who's the best performance on the day?
Oh, well, tough because just Eminem. Eminem's just better than all of them.
Yeah.
In my view.
See, I like Snoop. I don't like Snoop.
And you liked him on the day.
I liked him on the day.
Mm.
Obviously, it was Dre. It was his show, so...
Yeah, it was featured around Dre, but...
I actually don't have time to slack off in the middle of the day at work, so I missed it.
I actually watched it when I got home.
I was surprised you'd be at work at that time of the day.
Yeah, you're more like you were still waking up.
Surprised you're not making a coffee.
Yeah. Hard worker. How is the table tennis going at Plus One?
We've had to go back to more professional stuff now. There's no table tennis to like it. No, we haven't played for a while.
Yeah.
Couldn't quite.
But I can tell you, if it was still going, I still would be dominating.
You couldn't quite bill the hours of ping pong to clients, could you?
There was a slight argument on the radio last week, and now that you lads are both in, from a terms of a quiz winning ratio percentage, would Bill or me have had more in terms of winning percentage? Like
between used to probably not many, myself a lot. Will, I can't remember Will actually winning one.
I did win a few.
As that's rich coming from you.
I won more than you did.
Yeah, I reckon Will got more than you has too.
I just thought of another highlight of the show, that one of mine was, what was Scooby Doo's real name? Scoobacious.
Is it Scoobit?
Scoobit.
Scoobit do.
Scoobit do.
Oh, Scoobit.
Geez, that was probably my low light.
That's cool.
Yeah, the receival of, the reception I used to get sometimes with some of the quizzes, because I thought they were good in my head, but they clearly weren't.
You were the most prepared too. You had them printed, ready to go.
Had a tally sheet. Yeah.
And it was pretty bad when you had 20 questions and someone was taking it with with 2 points.
It was a long quiz.
Nah, but I to be honest, I reckon Bill probably Bill than you, Brett, but not by much.
The package. Always
I think it was.
The package.
I didn't sort of do it a lot of the time. I was giving the quiz, so I understand how you may have misjudged.
A lot of yours came out of the Herald Sun, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mine did.
There was no creativity.
Mine were a bit copyright.
Yeah.
Allegedly came out of the Herald Sun.
Who do we reckon had the best quiz? From memory.
Az had some good ones. I
reckon Az had two.
Az is better at the questions than answering.
Brought in the audio one as well.
That didn't work too well, but
that was a big controversy.
We had to give it a go.
We're not very tech savvy. If you are up for it, this is a shameless plug. Darringale Trivia Night is on next Saturday. Get out to that if you want to support a local event. Tennis Club.
Are you going?
I will be there.
Backing up after a Melbourne trip?
Yes, up to Moonee Valley. So it should be good.
So Moonee Valley the Friday, cricket, first round of finals, and then to the Trivia Night.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So goodbye.
No, I probably won't be picked for cricket, so I've sort of, played my card.
We need,
if you need a fielder,
it's more meant, we need someone to sledge.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's a sacrificial wicket.
I think that's a fitting note to finish on, me getting sledged. Thanks everyone at the station for having us. Thank you.
Thank you.
We may be back. You never know. We're just at the moment, Wednesdays each week's a bit much for us. But
we need some time back in the calendar.
Yep. We need the creative juices to flow. Like when Adele goes off for 2 years to record an album. You just need those juices to flow. We could be back, you never know. But thanks everyone. Appreciate it. Coming up again, the Dutch program, so stick around for that. That should be good. And we're finishing on Fleetwood Mac with Go Your Own Way.
Oh, listening to
1FM live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.